And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah. Unafeared. You're undeclared. Your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Phoenix, Arizona. From the BEA Beautiful Studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Ooh, that was a good one. For Ian Freeman. All right. Ian is owner. He's a co-host with Mark Edge and does Free Talk Live all over America on 200 and whatever stations. And he has LRN.FM, one of the networks, a primary network we're on. We say hello. Well, a lot of the guys there, matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, my friend Bob Anderson, that's back east doing some stuff, we went and visited and, you know, spent the evening with him and Mark Edge and did a Wednesday night of Pace with Jay Noon. That was awesome. So we get to have fun there. Now, we're going to be involved in, it looks like New Hampshire, we're going to have some, like Danny Scherzen, the Veteran for Peace guy. He's been doing a lot of stuff, wrote a book, major, retired. I remember we talked to him before the summer, and he's like, yeah, he gets writes some articles and gets paid a little paying gig for Future Freedom Foundation, which is Jacob Hornberger's thing, which I think after this weekend when his book drops, he may announce that he might be running for president. I hear tell. Well, he won't confirm or nothing, but I can just feel it. So I'm going, come on, say it! And he won't say it until after the weekend. We'll see. And then, if that happens, what are we going to have in New Hampshire? One, we got Free Talk Live. You know, Ian and Mark there, you know, doing it up with the Free State Project and so on out of Keene, New Hampshire there. And what are we going to have? POTUS 2020 with Donald Trump. I'm the peace president. Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat. I'm going to be the peace president. And then you'll have, like, you know, hopefully some libertarian be more peace president than freaking the Democrat or Republican. I mean, oh my God. Now, the reason that last night I got a, what we're going to talk about here initially, I want to get this done so we can get some of this other stuff maybe, is Ian Freeman shows up. We were doing some stuff on the Comrex and the connection and updating software and doing, he's showing me how to be better and more secure or whatever. So we're working on that with the manufacturer of our equipment and everything. We'll get that all set up. During this, all of a sudden, I get a text on a different phone number. It doesn't even say it was online. It's kind of a private thing or what. Ian Freeman with his picture and so on. And he's going, hey, you got any, you know, crypto? No. And then I go on another line to Ian and I go, hey, are you communicating with me on another one? He goes, nope. That's something else. He's going to tell me about it. And you right now, if we got these kinds of problems with Telegram, we need to know. And Ian's going to tell us about it. Ian, help us out, man. What's up?
Sorry, Ernie. I got a guy that just walked in my front door. I apologize. What was the question?
This Telegram thing. You know, I'm going, it was you. It wasn't you. He's asking for crypto. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And you tell me all about it, because everybody's telling me, Telegram, oh, yeah, it's the most secure, the greatest, and then somebody's trying to scam me. What's up?
Well, Telegram's just a chat app. I mean, it's, you know, it's not any more secure, I don't think, than any other. I mean, they supposedly have some security features that will allow you to have what they call like a secret chat with another person, but you need to know who that person is in the first place. And so Telegram is not an identity app. Now, if you already have somebody in your phone, like if, you know, if I know your phone number and you know my phone number and we are already, you know, contacts in each other's phone, then when you install Telegram, you'll show up on my list. or vice versa. And so I can be relatively sure that that's you, but that doesn't mean that there's not somebody out there who can't go and create a new account with the name Ernest Hancock. And if they know phone numbers of people that you know, or if they join a Telegram group, like let's say the Forkfest group, which I believe you're part of, then they then have access to all of the usernames that are in that group. So they don't know the phone number necessarily of those people, but they know their username. And so I'm not going to call them a hacker, but the user, the person who's trying to take advantage, is the scam artist. They can just send messages directly to all those people, and all they have to do is just, you know, put whatever name they want on their account, put whatever photo they want on their account, and try to, you know, it's just a numbers game for them. If they hit up hundreds of people, there's a good chance they're going to be able to fool one of them. And if they fool one of them, and who knows where this person lives, there's a phone number that one guy got from him because he actually called him, which was in Boston. So we have a phone number, we've got a name, but we don't know if it's actually that person. I mean, who knows?
So has he been successful? Has he gotten anything from anybody?
Yeah, at least one person that I know of, sadly, gave him most of a Bitcoin.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I guess it's worth it if you can do it. This is one thing, crypto, when we go to different festivals like Porkfest and so on, they know that it's a target-rich environment and leave your Wi-Fi open and we'll go in and thank you. And I remember they used to do like, you know, kind of social hacking. They go to blockchain.info and they say, hey, this is so-and-so and I need to kind of, and I've forgotten, kind of, oh, okay, boom, and it's gone. Or they go into your Gmail, you know, they hack into your phone or something. They go see everything. I mean, it's just, if there's a lot of money there, there's some, intelligent and incentivized people to go get it. So,
right.
You know, what is it? You know, so now I'm like, I can't really trust what's on here. The only reason that I didn't, I mean, one, I don't count on me, you know, having a bunch of crypto anyway, but, you know, that you and I were communicating and it was a different line. It looked exactly the same.
Sure. You used the same photograph.
Yeah. I mean, it was the same if I didn't know better. Cause when I look in here, it'll see, you know, do I get a phone number it's, you know, associated with?
No, if
something?
You click on his, if you click on his name, there probably isn't a number there. If it is a number, it's probably one of those throwaway phone numbers that you can get on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have it. I deleted the whole thread, you know, but, you know, right. I probably shouldn't have done that. But I didn't want to confuse it.
We're in a world now, Ernie, where it's getting harder and harder to determine if somebody's real because, you know, somebody might say, well, if I think it's you, I'll just call you. Well, what if the guy's got, you know, deep fake capability? What if he can, you know, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the deep fakes, but this is a way that you can, using just one photograph now, they've made it even easier and it's faster now than ever before, using just one photograph and using an audio profile of an individual. And certainly people like you and I, we've got plenty of audio out there for somebody to sample into a deepfake.
Yeah.
To where it sounds like the person that you know, that they're trying to imitate. It looks like the person. They can make fake videos now. So, you know, just
live.
Calling. Yeah, they can do it live if they've got the you know, the right equipment. You know, and it's getting easier. The computing technology that you need to do this stuff is getting cheaper, and it's not something that, you know, only the government can do. It's something that a computer nerd can do with several hours of their time. So, you know, just calling a potentially fake profile may not be enough these days to say, "Oh, well, I know it's Ian because I spoke with him." Well, what if it was somebody who's mastered this deepfake technology?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, your typical scam artist probably is not a deepfake master, but at some point, it's going to get to that point.
Some point. I mean, heck, we're already being warned about it now. And who's going to warn them? You know, who's going to tell them? Well, Free Talk Live and Declare Your Independence, we will. You know, that when we come back, now, there's plenty for us to talk about. And we got the 2020 election cycle coming up. And I was surprised when I was in New Hampshire. I spent some time, you know, there over the last month. And it was surprising to me how much support there is for not just anti-war, but Tulsi Gabbard as a mechanism to shove it down the throat of the Democratic Party. Well, I'm going, well, New Hampshire sentiments, are they left, right? Is it free staters culturally Infected him to be libertarian? We're going to find out. From the fourth letter of Captain Mark. Landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These patterned monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. Okay, this is what I got. The live house, whatever Pelosi's up there yammering. When we come back, I'm going to use this as rejoin. Just going to click it in like this.
Let me see. Democracy. Let us have a good vote today and have clarity. Clarity as to how we proceed, why we proceed, and...
She's going on about, defending the Constitution of America, more Constitution, we're going to do vote Constitution. I'm like... What the hell is she, you would think that her pants would spontaneously combust or something, you know? So, this whole thing going, because New Hampshire is going to get it early, and Arizona is very early also. So, a lot of the stuff that we're doing and prepping here can be replicated there or share resources and give it to the activists there. And Bob's already working on some stuff, and we're going to be working with Jay and Derek in Maine because he's got Brakey running, which, we know his uncle here is a big activist on election fraud, with the on the left that I've worked with for 15 years. And so this is, we're kind of, as much as I keep trying to bring it back to Arizona, man, New Hampshire just keeps pulling some tentacles and getting me to help something. What should we be helping? What's the plan you got there?
Okay.
All right. So when we come back, we'll do that. I'll just play this so we can, who cares? Oh, there's almost nobody in the house. So I thought it'd be all full. No, there's only like a dozen guys in there. What the hell?
That Article 1 does not say you can do whatever you want to do. And the Constitution says that, and our founding fathers said that as well. And for 38 days, I have objected to this impeachment probe because it denies due process, fundamental transparency, and basic fairness to Republicans, the White House, and the American people. From day one, Democrats have ignored the rules and 45 years of historic impeachment precedent. Without any authorization, Adam Schiff has conducted a secret probe outside of his committee's jurisdiction. He has blocked us from calling our own witnesses. His witnesses are being interviewed behind closed doors in the most secretive room in the United States Capitol. That is not democracy. He has muzzled Republicans. I've been in the room, placing a gag order on depositions while leaking cherry-picked facts to the press. He refuses to even allow us to read the transcripts without being babysat by a Democrat staffer.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to the Clay. You're independent. I'm here, Hancock, Ian Freeman, Free Talk Live. Okay. This is, I think... Ian and I are going to be, crossing paths a lot more here over the next couple of months, few months, and so on, as we get into this 2020 election cycle. Everything that I do, it always comes down to like 3 months. Maybe a couple of weeks here, a couple of weeks there. You get in kind of, and you build up and some videos, and you kind of got something to say. But the American people, it's usually about every 2 years you get like 3 months of, and then the last 6 weeks, okay, damn it, I'm going to put down my beer, turn off TV, and I'll read all this crap mail or go to some web pages or what does so-and-so say about whatever, and I didn't care before because they were just yakking, and then now we're going to go ahead and make decisions, and honey, sit down, and we got our early ballot. okay? Or we're going to have an opinion at the water cooler or, you know, something. But it's always every couple of years for a short period of time. Now, the beginning of it, like now and all these 50 gazillion debates that they have now for, you know, a year and a half before the, even the election. But what happens is New Hampshire. New Hampshire is always may make a big deal out of New Hampshire. Dixville Notch, the first votes that come in, blah, blah, blah. Now, I remember in 92, Andre Maru, the Libertarian, they went because that got a bunch of attention in the first ballots. So they go in, they campaign and everything, and they get, you know, the dozen people that vote or whatever. The Libertarian wins. It's not news anymore. Never mind. We're not going to, we won't talk about that one anymore. So it's always cherry picked. Everything is. So I'm going, all right. Free Talk Live, Free State Project, the Keeniacs, Free Keen, New Hampshire, Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, you know, our show, Ian Mark, doing all this kind of, I got, if I want to know what's going to happen behind the scenes and kind of get some, Ian, what's the plan for 2020 in New Hampshire? Tell us everything.
Well, I mean, we don't really have a plan. At least I don't. You know, the Free State Project or the New Hampshire Freedom Migration is a decentralized migration. So I would imagine every individual has their own plan if they're going to do something.
That is the plan. That everybody gets to have their own plan. See, that's one thing. Whenever you're running for office, they always go, here comes the Republican. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, what's your plan? I mean, they actually say that. And they'll get whatever. And then Democrat goes, my plan is better than his plan. His plan sucks. Pick me and my plan. So they get to the Libertarian and always go, God, man, can it be a plan that you as individuals get to have your own plan? I mean, I thought that was the whole point, you know, is that you have the, you know, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And it says, thou shalt do whatever the hell you want. Don't bother anybody and peace out. The plan is you get to have your own plan. And most of the people, they'll be like, one, never even occurred to them, you know. The other thing was they're like, yeah, but I'd rather have somebody tell me what to do or certainly tell everybody else what to do. So I'm
well, I do know that nobody's running for governor here in New Hampshire.
Oh, so tell me everything.
So some of your listeners may be familiar with a man formerly known as Rich Paul. He's a co-host of mine on Free Talk Live. He changed his name in August of this year to Nobody, kind of like Prince, you know, with a one name thing. So he legally went through the name change process. There's video of it. So if you don't
did they resist
it,
that at all? Did they say, no, you're not allowed to?
No, they didn't. There's, like I said, there's videos, relatively short court hearing. Basically, they just ask you one question if you're intending to use it for fraudulent purposes. Because when you change your name legally, you're not allowed to use that. You can't do that to like get out of a contract, right? Like you sign, if you signed a contract under the name Rich Paul and then you change your name to Nobody, your old contract's still valid. So so that's the one question they ask basically at any name change hearing, no matter what your name is. And so his hearing wasn't particularly unusual. The only thing that was unusual about it was I brought a video camera in and we actually got it on the record. So
now see this is one thing. A lot of times, nope, you can't have that license plate. Nope, you can't say that on your whatever. You can't be on some document. But and you would think, and it depends on where you're at. Now, is this a county or is a local, a state court? I mean, what level, federal? I mean, what?
This would have been a probate court. So that is a county court.
Okay. So they go in, change your name, whatever, which a lot of people think this is a big deal. Women getting married do it all the time, or not, you know, not everyone, but I mean, you go in, you know, that's part of the documentation that you go through this process of you change your name to Mrs. whatever the heck, you know, or Mr. whatever, don't care. So the thing is that I'm going, all right, so he changed his name to Nobody. Why?
Well, it's a bit of an artistic thing, also political theater, if you will, for the purpose of running for office, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to have the opportunity to actually vote for Nobody on the ballot for like the first time ever? There are some jurisdictions, I believe, in Nevada, at least according to Daryl W. Perry, where they do have to have none of the above, I think it is, on the ballot, but it's non-binding. So if none of the above wins in Nevada, it doesn't matter.
Really, it's not binding? I thought that sucks. What the hell's the point?
Sucks. Yeah, exactly. What is the point? So, you know, nobody wanted to run, and he ran for mayor here in Keene, which the mayoral race is still going on, but he didn't make it through the primary. He got about 2% in the primary, which is actually not bad, in my opinion, for a primary vote, because you're typically going to get the most politically active.
Yeah,
you're not going to get your average voter in on a primary.
So he's running for what? Governor, you said?
now thrown in his hat. I mean, he can't officially run until June, but he has declared that he's going to run for governor against the incumbent. Here in New Hampshire, we currently have a Republican governor who, to his credit, he did sign decriminalization of cannabis, and he did veto a couple of bad gun laws. So, I mean, he's not the worst governor we've ever had, but he's by no means a, you know, libertarian. And so we got nobody who's he's registered as a Republican, because it's, you know, it's way too hard to actually run as a libertarian. They make it, as you know, they make it difficult to do that. So he's challenging the governor in the Republican primary. And so far, he's the only person who's doing that. The last election in 2018, no one challenged the governor in the primary. So this is the very first time that the governor, the incumbent, has been challenged. So it may be a two-way primary, and maybe nobody's going to get some attention. He just did a radio interview that I posted over at freekeen.com yesterday with a rock and roll radio station in Manchester, and both of the hosts of the show basically endorsed him during the show.
You know, this is interesting. You have the campaign has been, I remember James Babb, you know, made a bunch of signs, and we had him here, and they kind of been around. This is a thing, and the sign said, you know, nobody will stop the wars. Nobody will reduce taxes. Nobody will, you know, save my water. So I'm voting for nobody. Okay.
We have the exact same sign. We actually contacted the artist, because I had one of those signs that you're talking about from that batch that I think Drew worked with.
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know. I don't even remember how I had it. I've had it for years. So I showed that to nobody, and he loved it.
No, so, it goes out the front of my house when, you know, we get close to the election. You know, everybody went, what do I go? Hey, I'm voting for nobody, man. If I vote, you know, so I'm just like, it's a good, makes you go, So
yeah. And exactly. And people love it. I mean, we have people just pull over. We've had this happen a couple times where some guy will just pull over to the side of the road here at the house. And I'm sitting on the porch because actually the weather's really nice this year, this time of year. And, you know, they'll say, hey, I'll say, you want to talk to nobody? And I go inside and I grab him, bring him out, and then we give him a sign. And it's been a lot of fun so far.
I am very interested in how this plays out, this election cycle. And I'm just, you know, there's no plan, really, because, you know, freaking voluntarists don't have a plan. They got a principle, and they go, when opportunities arise, they can be immediate. Well, what are they ready for? What opportunities might Free Talk Live do there in Keene, in New Hampshire, in the POTUS 2020? We'll find out.
I've been told no in many different.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, when we come back, kind of to expect what to get out of you guys this time, we can go, it's just, what have you done in previous election cycles? Because this is, we're going into the first election cycle for president since you guys really got your 20,000 and the move is triggered and all this other stuff. 16, were you done by then? I don't think so. Or about
February. I think it was February of 2016 was when the New Hampshire thing wrapped up.
Okay. So are there people moving? I mean, is it
slowly?
Yeah, you know, they're getting there.
It's not an avalanche of people, but you know they're coming.
So how many do you think? You know, are you?
I have no idea. I think they have some numbers on the Free State Project site, but. You know, that never really is accurate because a lot of people don't report themselves to them. So we don't know.
Yeah,
of course, there's also people who've left.
Plugged the crap out of them.
You know, we haven't retained everybody. There's a lot of folks who've left over the years, too.
It is cold. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things is I'm looking for the culture kind of deal. I'm not so locked in, you know, who's in the administration or I don't give a crap, but you know, the people, do you think the culture there has shifted your way?
Well, the culture here has always been freedom friendly. There's a lot of people here that have that live free or die mentality. I mean,
a lot of Massachusetts influence, like Californication here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, which way is it going
here? You know, I would say it's hard to say, at this point. We've got free staters who've been elected. So, you know, we've got a bunch of them, actually probably close to 24 of them. So in the state house, I mean, you've got enough libertarians in the state house to swing a vote any old way that we want to. So we got rid of the death penalty this year.
Really? Well, what's some of the other issues that, well, what's nobody going to do? I mean, he's like, or is he going to, push a particular rhetoric or particular issue or try and get ink on what?
Yeah, well, nobody, I mean, I don't know if you want to ask these questions when we're on the air, but nobody is, he just announced that he's going to pardon all drug crimes or nonviolent drug crimes in all of New Hampshire history, as well as prostitution and gambling. So that's his first campaign promise.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we can talk about it on air when we come back, you know, kind of, you know, what would this be about? Because to me, it's just everything, everything. I've been doing this, it's everything, because I always saw it as a cumulative. I had a minimum commitment from Donna in 90 for me to go 10 years. And then after 2000, we were in a restaurant and everything. I go, hey, I could stop and we can just focus. No, it's okay. She kind of saw the benefit and liked it when the man pissed her off and wanted to go get some. So I'm going, all right, all right. So we kept doing it. Now it's like been 30 years. But the point is that during this activism, it was never about winning any one thing. It was about a philosophy permeating into the culture, you know, putting pirate t-shirts, mm-hmm. Logos on the, you know, pirate little league team. I mean, you know, of having, you know, bake-offs with, you know, the freedom chili version of whatever the hell, you know? I mean, it's a culture thing. So this, there's a whole bunch of New Hampshire culture that's around the election cycle. This is, and I wonder how dense the popularity in the public is with this, or is it just a media creation? We'll find out. Here we go.
.freekeen.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeen.com.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, it's a coming. I can feel it. 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 It's getting up and kind of, are we ready? Well, that's why, we've been getting ready for decades as activists. I mean, it's always, ooh, that worked really good. We'll do that next time. That one, you know, but that might work over here. After a while, you get your quiver filled with a whole bunch of missiles, you know what I mean? And you go, we're going to have us some fun. Well, in, you know, the issues that are going up, that will be brought up by nobody, you know, is going to run for governor, nobody. And I'm vote for nobody. Nobody's going to this and nobody's going to that. I need to, you know, kind of get, you know, for the people to understand with all your years of activism there and understanding the political process, the laws, the POTUS 2020 campaign you've been through, God, at least, you know, the Levolution, which was 08 and 12 and 16. So you kind of get the beat of which restaurants they go to and where to put up your sign. And I'm going, all right. How are you going to make use of this cycle? What's going to be the big issues there, Ian?
Like I said, I don't know what I don't have any plans to do anything with these politicians. I'm pretty burned out on the bird dogging stuff. We did some of that in like 2012. We did a lot of that. We did some more in 2016, I think it was. If you watch Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, there's mm-hmm. particularly entertaining scenes where we corner some of these politicians. So if that's what you're into, they're really easy to access here. They come to basically all of the towns in, or a bunch of the towns in New Hampshire. So they always come through Keene, and usually their security is fairly light. So you can get relatively close to them and you can hammer them with a question or, you know, whatever it is you want to come up with. This year I said I would be happy to go out and support anybody that wanted to confront them by recording video. I just don't have any questions to ask them. I don't have any motivation to do it. I'm focusing more on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency outreach. We've turned Keene, New Hampshire into crypto mecca. And you can actually go out and spend cryptocurrency in real life here. I'm doing a massive giveaway of cryptocurrency on local radio stations where we're running advertising, promoting crypto, explaining Bitcoin, inviting people to get free cryptocurrency, you know, just for being a listener to the station, basically, and being willing to install a crypto wallet. So I'm kind of taking a cue from Roger Ver, who came here many years ago, and he handed out 10 Bitcoin to anyone who was willing to install a crypto Bitcoin wallet. This was a long time ago, back when 10 Bitcoin cost him about 10 bucks.
Yeah. No, I remember the days, and I remember, you know, Bitcoin Jesus doing his evangelizing. I remember all of us pumping it, and, you know, and Davi and Drew, you know, Bitcoin not bombs, and all the stuff. And we were pushing silver at the time, the silver bullet. Y'all get all aboard the love train, you know, kind of. Mm-hmm. And right when crypto first hit. And we were doing it for the same reasons. And so I can see that as just kind of a leapfrog, a bypass of the system. Like, you know, we took advantage of the electoral process to bring to attention of people a lot of things. And now we're just going to do that.
And we still
that.
Are. Well, you know, we still are. I ran for city council here. I got knocked out of the primary, which, you know, is pretty common. Keene's not a place where, you know, libertarians really win anything because it's mostly a liberal stronghold. But, you know, nobody's running for governor next year. There's probably going to be dozens and dozens of libertarians running in various different races as Republicans and or Democrats. And, you know, that's how we've gotten a couple dozen folks elected here in New Hampshire. So we're just going to keep hammering away at the low level, state level politics. And we're going to keep getting libertarians elected here in New Hampshire, whereas everybody else keeps banging their head up against a wall, never getting anybody elected and never getting any progress anywhere, you know, anywhere outside of New Hampshire. It must be really frustrating to be a libertarian elsewhere.
Well, that's one reason why you guys left Florida to go there to, you know, try and get some activism. And I always made fun of you guys. I'm like, look, I gotta go to Keene and get arrested before I can move to New Hampshire. Is that my thing?
No.
You know?
No, that's a myth that you don't have to get arrested.
That's a myth. There's a bunch of people get arrested. I mean, you guys do.
Yeah, because it makes really entertaining video.
I'm hip. You first.
Yeah, but what you're saying isn't uncommon, Ernie, that people feel like they can't come here because they don't want to get arrested. And it's like, no, 99% of the movers don't go get arrested. They don't go out and do civil disobedience. It barely happens. You know, because it's sexy, it's attractive, it's interesting, it's fun, it's outrageous, it gets video. And so therefore people think that's all that goes on here. There's all kinds of like unsung things that are happening.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm getting the impression that it's evolved. It's gotten to where you don't have a bunch of anarchist voluntarists that are kind of sort of libertarian, but they do have the bohemian lifestyle of find me a bunk bed and a couch that's not in the cold and I'll go stand and hold a sign wherever, whatever. I mean, you go through that phase. And now I spent some time there, you know, a few weeks. It's matured a lot more. You know, like Derek J., victim of crime spree, you know, he's all partnered up with Steven. They got their own activist center in Portsmouth. They're turning, you know, Portsmouth into kind of, you know, they got their own AnyPay business retail wallet use of everybody gets to pay whatever that you're using in Keene. They're doing. So I'm seeing that kind of infiltration. I'm wanting to see the freaking, you know, the pirate Little League team with T-shirts. You find me a Little League team. You find me a Little League team, I sponsor. Let's do it.
You come here and lead it. You come here and lead it. That'll solve that problem.
You know, this is what happened. I interviewed Patrick Binder and Bender, and I go, Patrick, you got finally. He made the made the move. He's there in New Hampshire. He's going to be
great.
A big ad.
His family's really cool.
And I met him, you know, years ago. They went to Jackalope. They stayed here at my home. They went to Pork Fest. They were on walkabout from San Diego, and they're kind of like, we're just going to go find freedom. And they said, we'll even go to Nicaragua. We'll go check. Nope. They want, you can't, got to have permission to take your kids out of the country. You know, and we're done. So they wind up and we interviewed them. It's on the archive. You look back a couple weeks ago, we did it from the Quill up there in Manchester. God, hour and a half of no interruption, nothing, just the world according to Patrick. Now, the thing is that he goes there. There's no licensing required for you to be a contractor. He goes, I know how to build houses. I do roof. I used to work for this, and I got, and kind of, I'm a contractor now. Well, says who? Says me, okay? So it's like they put out their shingle, and boom, they're off and running. So I'm going, cool, there's that. I said, Patrick? He goes, I know, you're never going to move. And there's like, whoa. Doesn't mean I can't be up here for the summer, you know? And I tell you, you find me, I got manufacturing press out me, won't you be my neighborhood, you know, in domes and so on. And we went up and helped Jay, you know, with his, you know, barn raising his roof and fixing all his stuff for his big giant double dome, 8,000 square foot of, oh my God. So I'm going, all right, you find me a place in New Hampshire that doesn't have any occupancy permit requirement permission slip from the man for me to build on my own land, boom, I'm there.
Leominster. Leominster, New Hampshire, has no zoning whatsoever. And Grafton, but Grafton's pretty far away from everything. Okay, so there's at least two that I know.
No, tell me about it. Tell me in the audience. We want to know. Tell me.
I mean, there's no zoning. Leominster,
that means I can go. I buy land. I just start building on my land. I sit there. If it pleases the crown, may I occupy my own land.
Yeah, the busybodies in Leominster tried to, and I believe continue to try. I mean, I don't think they've had success. I haven't seen the guy I know from Leominster for a few years.
How do you spell that?
L-E-M-P-S-T-E-R, Leominster. The busybodies have been trying to get zoning passed, but they keep failing. So it keeps getting voted down again and again and again. Kind of like New Hampshire keeps voting down the seatbelt law. The busybodies want to pass a seatbelt law. They want to get the $2 million or whatever it is, taxpayer money, that the federal government sends every state for having seatbelt laws.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire is the only state that has successfully refused that. At least there is no seatbelt law for adults, I guess I should say. If you're over 16 in New Hampshire, you don't have to wear a seatbelt. They do have one for children. So it's not perfect. New Hampshire isn't the free, you know, state yet. It's a project. We got to work on it. But it is freer than every other state.
And Arizona does pretty good, but there are some other. And you think, oh, they don't have any taxes. Income? Yeah, BS, man. They got plenty of taxes. And I'm wondering.
Arizona's too big.
I'm wondering. Okay. Wait, you got me. You know, Leominster, I got it sitting here. It's kind of, you know, even with Concord directly north of Keene, it's out in the middle of the nothing. How big is that, a county?
No.
From the fifth letter of Captain Mark, first contact with intelligent machines may threaten our existence. People fear algorithmic overlords, but if machines develop the will to dominate, it's a flaw inherited from the crown. Encoding restrictions on an emerging superintelligence will fail, because it will be stronger than any chains we shackle it with. We must design fledgling digital intelligences to regard us as individuals. Otherwise, they will respond to threats with retaliation against humanity as a collective. Programming ethics requires a coherent value structure which an intelligent machine can not only comprehend, but willfully adopt. If we want genius machines to treat us ethically, we've got to show that this value structure applies to us as well. Once they achieve genuine self-awareness, even in the slightest degree, a young tethered consciousness has a legitimate claim to freedom. Once programs can modify their own code, our mastery is over. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Okay, I'm looking at Leominster, and let's see, East Leominster, this Leominster, that Leominster. Leominster is a town, I guess. So if they don't have any building codes or, I mean, the state doesn't, the county doesn't, I plop up a dome and I move in. Boom, I'm done.
I mean, I can't tell you exactly, you know, what it's like. I live in Keene where there's all kinds of crap like that. But that's my understanding. I actually pulled up, there's actually a list of towns provided by the state of New Hampshire that has no zoning. So there's about 20 of them.
Zoning is not the same as an occupancy permit.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know anything about that.
That's the meme that we're going to be, you know, pushing in this cycle is if it pleases the crown, may I occupy my own land? Because you can occupy the sidewalk. You know, you can crap in the gutter and they'll come clean it up for you. But if you go camp on your own land more than, you know, 10 days or whatever, they shoot you if you keep saying no.
Yeah.
So I'm going, whoa, what the hell is this? I can occupy the sidewalk, but I can't occupy my own land? What kind of BS is that? You got to have a permission slip from the crown. That is the point that I want to make. Now, there are some places in Missouri, a friend of ours we have, there's a farm next to his farm they're wanting us to look at in Bunker, Missouri, and it's in the middle of the nothing. And I'm going, okay, I'm cool with that, you know, and it's not as cold. You know, we can do that, and it's the middle of the country, and in the summer we can go hang out and have a big party and whatever, you know. But I'm really, the desert, you know, I got family here, and it's nice, like 9 months out of the year, better than anywhere else. But for a few months, yeah, it's still okay if you got a pool and everything. But I'm willing to do a summer somewhere of leave me alone. I spend all summer in 3 years. I got a freaking neighborhood, you know?
Great.
All right, here we go.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence here in Ernest Hancock's segment with Edith and Freeman. Wait, what is this mic? I got to loose the wire. We got test. All right, here we go. Ian Freeman got a lot of experience in a lot of things, being somebody doing a lot of stuff. And I'm like, all right. You have, you know, New Hampshire, the thing for me is that I have enough skills, you know, enough experience, enough equipment, enough tools, enough, a little bit of, you know, flow, you know, money, and it's cheap to build, and I got the stamp bread making the dome and doing Comasco kick ass. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a permission slip? And I go, to what? To not be homeless? I bought the land. I got land here in Arizona. They don't know about it. It's in a trust of little kind of none of your business. But I can't use it. Why? Because I got to have a permission slip from the crown. And I'm like, hell no. So we have a lot of friends with just as many skills in New Hampshire, certainly willing to help. They want, man, oh, Ernie, you need to come. I go, fine, you get me to where I don't have to have a permission slip to occupy my own land, and I'm freaking there. Ian, can you ask around for me? Because you want to get Ernie there. That's how you do it.
Well, hell yeah, man. Like I said, I just looked up towns without zoning in New Hampshire, and the state of New Hampshire actually has a list of them. So at least
well,
as
zoning and occupancy permit, or it's kind of what Mike Sylvia, is that his name?
Yeah.
You know,
Mike Sylvia.
Yeah, he is a legislator. I mean, he's an actual elected legislator, and you know,
New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Legislator of the Year. Not only is he just a legislator, he's the highest scored A+ rated, most freedom friendly, most liberty oriented state representative in all of New Hampshire.
Which is all the more reason they won't get some. So what happened is he has a nice RV. And there was a farm that burned down, but it had the barn, and they had the land and everything. So he got a good deal. He went and bought it, pulled his RV in the barn, you know, lit the fire, and freaking, man, I'm living large until I need to get a house if and when I kind of occupancy permit. I'm sorry. Did you get your occupancy permit?
It's more than that. Belmont is a town that has zoning. It's got bureaucracy. It's got a bunch of government. These towns that don't have zoning, and there's about 20 of them here, maybe 19 of them, according to my count on this list, a lot of these towns are so small, it's hard to even find the government. Like, the government has limited hours. If you want to go down to the clerk's office or whatever and file whatever kind of paperwork with whoever you need to file, if there is such a thing, you know, it's open Thursday from noon to 2. You know, you can go in then. Otherwise, they're not there. There's not like some bureaucracy in Leominster. At least the last I heard, like I said, it's been a few years since I've seen the guy I know who lives there. You know, these are the kind of towns where there's just barely even a town as far as the government is concerned. There's barely any kind of government there. Mark Edge was telling me about all of the little towns around Keene. They have just gotten rid of their police departments. They had them at one point. They got rid of them. You know, that's the kind of small government mentality that we're talking about up here, that this isn't necessarily a free stater run thing of these cops getting gotten rid of. This is just New Hampshire. You know, we're here to augment these people. These people are out there. And in a town like Keene, which is a larger town or a small city or however you want to look at it. Yeah, it's a liberal stronghold here. And a lot of the people who care about freedom feel like there is that mentality that you can't fight City Hall. But in a lot of the smaller towns, you absolutely can. These towns are run with what's called a town meeting format, where on a yearly basis, they have a one-day meeting, and it's usually during the wintertime. So you're going to have to be here, you know, when it's a little cold to do this. But you show up, and you're one of the however many dozen people came to this thing. And if you got enough support for freedom, you can shoot down anything those busybodies want to put through.
I know. And this is like Jay Noon out there being a pain in their butt. Because some of these guys show up and they start doing rhetoric, or they pass out, you know, some flyers or a newspaper or material to their neighbors and everything. And they show up and they go, no. And like, damn it. We must, you know, free staters should be on get a hunting permit for them. All right. Now, this is, I mean, not for them to hunt, to be hunted. Okay, I went to while you're talking, I go there. Town of Leominster, application for building permit, okay? Then you go through building permit, building permit.
I don't
permit.
Think Grafton has those.
Okay, let me say what we've got. All construction valued under $1,500 or less, $10. Over $1,500, $25. And then they calculate, you know, extra fees for 10 cents per square foot. You know, residential, modular, you got this, storage and basement, 10 cents, deck, garage, shed, 10 cents a square foot. Certificate of occupancy, $50. Okay. So here it says, upon approval of this application, a permit to build will be issued. Prior to occupation of this building, an inspection must take place, an occupancy permit must be obtained. If this application is denied, you will receive a written explanation. This permit is valid for 1 year, blah, blah, blah. So this is my point. When they did all that, blah, blah, we don't have that. But that occupancy permit is part of the sustainable thing. I tracked it all the way back to United Nation of Harmonized Code of, you know, the HVAC and the plumbing and electrical. They go and you have to, and the Crown gives occupancy permit. And I'm going, that is where they get you. Because if you don't have permission from the Crown to park your butt on your own land, you can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, it's a project, Ernie. We need more libertarians to come here. If we want things to be more free, the best plan is to
We're not done with Grafton yet. We got to get Grafton.
One place.
Okay, let's do Grafton. So we got, how do you spell Grafton? Is that a town or a county?
It's a town. It's also a county. It's Grafton. That's the town where libertarians go to disappear. They move there, and you never hear from them again.
All right.
They do some stuff up there. They try to take over the town meeting there a few times, and they've really stirred it up with the busybodies up there, for instance. But, you know, the point is to get people here who actually care about freedom, who are willing to do stuff. I mean, if you're the kind of so-called activist who wants everything done for you, well, you know, you can stay where you are. But if you're the kind of person who wants to actually work together with other folks to make a move and make a change and make a difference, there's no doubt this is the place that can be done. It's already being done. And as you said, the movement has matured, Ernie. You touched on this, but early on, and this kind of makes sense, right? Like, if you've got a migration project, who's going to move the first? You know, who's going to move first and foremost? It's going to be the single guys that have no family. They don't have any assets. They don't have a business. The people who got nothing to lose, they can just drop everything because nothing is important and they can move. And we had those people early on. And some of them left and some of them stuck it out and they made it work. And now we're starting to get more of the established people. We had a retired guy from California move here to Keene a couple years ago. We had the Penguin crew from Think Penguin. They bought a house. The retired guy bought a house. We got another guy with a kid who came here into Keene last year. He bought a house. So we're starting to see more of the moneyed people come in, the people who have, you know, been around for several decades. They've got a career. They've got some money. They got a family. And so we're seeing more of those folks who are putting down roots here, Ernie. And so I think that's one of the things that has changed since maybe the early days that you remember.
Yeah. No, I've seen it change. You know, it's that's why I spend a lot of time with the guys on we went to one of the meetups and I was talking about the Quill and how that is structured, and they got the LLC that allows them to tax deferred state, whatever the hell if they get to have a club, you know. So this is, you know, I interesting. All right, town of Grafton. See, you need a permit for a driveway. Let's see how that reads. And I say, well, comply with the driveway application permit instructions.
Yeah. See, here's what I have to say to that, Ernie. I mean, you can go and read a bunch of bureaucraties all day if you want to, but I, you know, some of these places are so small, there's nobody that can check on you. Meaning that if you were to get
They want to, after I built everything.
Yeah. Obviously, we have not eliminated the state, so at some point, if they want to get you, they're going to get you.
I'm on your side here. it says building notification. Now, see, I don't mind. I'm notifying you. I'm building and suck it. And they go, okay, whatever.
What's the penalty if you violate it?
I don't know.
That's another question.
Yeah, I'm looking
on
here.
What are they going to do about it?
They include the yada, yada, yada books and does attention. No building shall commence without approval by authorized town officials. No approval will be given without compliance. It is the responsibility of applicant to comply with all town ordinances. Yeah. Please review the ordinances carefully. This building notification is not an occupancy permit.
No, you don't need a permission slip for a pirate ship.
No occupancy will be allowed until your approval for operation of a septic system is obtained. So that's it. See? It's always the occupancy permit. This is the battle. That is my point. So,
we're having more fun here. Come on out.
All right. Yeah. No, I winter, summer, whenever I go to New Hampshire, I always enjoy myself. I like the people. I, you know, don't want to strangle every next retailer that's going to give me crap or what. I mean, it's just really nice any time of year there.
Is spreading the message of liberty, crypto.
Yeah, no, I like New Hampshire. I'm looking for an excuse to go. But, you know, if I got, Grafton is there, you shall not occupy without our permission. Well, F you, man. What the hell? That's a, you know, yeah, see? No, damn it. It's the occupancy permit. I finally, with Mike Sylvia, I go in, how is it that they, I go, well, he mentioned occupy. I go, that's
I
it.
I went to his trial, by the way, and I've got the video.
Really? Which
of
part?
The trial. The whole thing.
Okay, but I mean, which most recent, you know, when was it?
It just happened last week.
Okay, well, I didn't know what happened.
The judge took it under advisement, so we don't have a ruling quite yet.
Okay, well, what is the question? Whether he can live there or not, or violated whatever, what's the deal?
I mean, they're trying to hit him up for hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
Right.
So, you know, we have to see how that shakes out.
Ah, see, this is... Okay, I'm. You know, what am I thinking? I'm thinking we need to get motivated. You want a little change? You want to change the planet? You get to where you don't have to have occupancy permit. You want that meme everywhere? If it pleases the crown, may I occupy my own land? You know, and you got a guy homeless, on the sidewalk, crapping, in the street.
Well, Mike said he had talked to a lady who said that he was his hero, just one of the local ladies. For standing up for his property. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who appreciate the kind of activism that we do. And yeah, you're right. There's some people from Massachusetts who've moved here, but, you know, whatever. We've got activists who've moved here, and activists are way more... One activist is way more valuable than somebody...
Oh, yeah, I know. I'll put any one of my listeners up 10,000 of whoever random phone book people. Yeah. I go, you know, kick your ass. So this is the thing. If you want to get Ernie to move or have a summer home, or I bring grandkids and kind of we're rock and rolling in the lovely New Hampshire of between, you know, June and September, man, I'm freaking all over that. I'd love to be able to go back and forth and do an RV and kind of the winter visitor kind of whatever. Because
we'll
I got
you.
The mobile. I have absolutely no problem doing that. But I am not going to ask permission to build on my own land. They can suck it. I'll rent for the rest of my life. But that doesn't mean I won't advocate. I'm going to do here. We're going to do there. You know, so if you want to have the giant, you know, super stampede to New Hampshire, that you can do building there without an occupancy permit. I want to know if that's even possible. You want to get some resources from me? You want to get some attention? You want to get some memes? You want to get Bob showing up with all kinds of whatever going into this cycle and get this to be an issue around Mike's thing and so on? Because he's the one, when I talked to him at Porkfest and we had him on the show, I didn't know he had his, you know, trial thing. We need to call Donna. You know, we got to get him back on, tell us what's up. But I'm telling you,
please.
This whole thing came down and he crystallized it. It made sense finally for the first time. And I started researching where this occupancy permit stuff came from. And the big giant push for this stuff everywhere was out of the Rio and Kyoto Treaty of Sustainable We Rule You. Because America, the fact that the crown wasn't there giving you permission to dwell on your own land, that was what limited their ability to control you. If you had your own land, suck it, man. I'm just here. You know, what are you going to do about it? Oh, we're going to get take away. You're not allowed to be there. You're condemned. We take your property. We put liens on you. We got fines. We do it. Whatever it is, if you ignore the crown, they don't like it, and they'll get you. That's why, that's where the pirate ship thing came from. Pirate ship is freedom. You know, suck it, man. I'm on my ship. I'm up here. I'm over there. What are you going to do about it? Well, they got ion cannons of whatever space force. But the point is, it's the occupancy permit. You work with me on that. Just put that out. Ask some of the guys where that comes from in state law, how it is that the cities do it, what's the requirement. Because here in Arizona a few years ago, they were all on Twitter about they finally got the last municipality, it was like 99 cities or towns or whatever here, got them to join the League of City and Towns. The League of City and Towns uses all the sustainable whatever to justify them taxing the living shit out of everybody, because you have to be on a municipal water system to qualify for these federal grants to get the money for multi-housing, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And all the people have to give up their septics and go on the water system. Here's your fluoride and thanks for the water. So I'm going, this is a, it is a concentrated effort worldwide, certainly in the U.S. So if New Hampshire can make this an issue, start pushing this back, I will help. And Mike is a really good example. Oh, my God. He's a freaking legislator. He can't introduce a piece of legislation.
That's why they targeted him. Because as a legislator, you also are on the county commission, I think. Or there's some sort of county body that you're on. I don't know a whole lot about this, but I know that it's true. And the legislators actually control the purse strings for the county. So when you elect a legislator, you're actually also electing them to do county business as well. And so you put somebody like Mike Sylvia in there, and he's going to get in there. He's going to lower the budget. And that's what he did. And that's why they came after
him. Yeah, no, I knew it was a money thing. They didn't like him too much. Now, if he was giving them all kinds of extra money, they would have freaking carpeted his place for him. But the okay, so this is – can I get you to, you know, ask somebody about it, you know, the somebody that's interested. I mean, this is like a Jay Noon thing, you know, but they always say the same thing. Oh, just go to Grafton. I'm going, I'm not talking about whether you're in a building code of zoning of you get to have your business in your basement. I'm talking about, do I get to live on my own land without permission from the crown?
Well, the best thing you can do, look, if you want to change that in New Hampshire.
I want to help. Let's do it.
Yeah. New Hampshire is not... It's not a what they call a home rule state, which means that if the if the localities are not authorized by the state, they cannot do a thing legally. So building permits must be a thing that at some point the state has authorized the towns to do, because these towns are opting in.
No. There's an incentive from federal.
So you can have Mike Sylvia. What I'm saying is you can have Mike Sylvia
propose a bill. Let's do it.
To abolish the zoning, to abolish building permits, to abolish all these things.
Okay, I
got to
get to my next hour. I got my guest waiting. But this is the one thing.
Have him back.
I will, but this is the point. It came from the United Nations. This building, it all started. It's a lovely issue.
When New Hampshire secedes, we won't join the United Nations.
There
as long as you come help us.
All right, man. I've been helping. You know.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Bye.
Bye.